With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Governor Steve Bullock this afternoon declared a state of disaster in Montana due to wildfires.
Montana continues to face serious fire conditions. Over the coming days, additional National Guard resources will be mobilized to continue to support the men and women fighting these fires.
Two previous executive orders declared states of emergency. This disaster declaration allows Governor Bullock to mobilize additional state resources and more Montana National Guard troops to combat the fires. It is in conjunction with a directive to the Montana Department of Transportation that temporarily suspends certain regulations in order to make it easier to transport heavy firefighting equipment. Fire activity is likely to ratchet up this Labor Day weekend, with forecasts predicting hot and dry conditions. Genki Kino is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Missoula.
Any nearby fires are definitely going to plume up over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday.
By Monday, Kino says a backdoor cold front from Canada will bring in some cooler temperatures, but a four-month outlook released today by the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise predicts September will continue hot and dry with above-normal fire potential in northwestern states, including Montana. State agricultural officials in the Northern Plains are starting the process of divvying up tons of hay donated from around the country to help drought-plagued ranchers in the region. Nearly 1,400 ranchers in the Dakotas and Montana have applied. It might be the last best chance for some of them to obtain hay for the winter. Classes for Seeley Swan High School will be held off-site at the resort at Paws Up next week. The high school in Seeley Lake is currently under an evacuation order due to the Rice Ridge fire. Missoula County Public Schools Communications Director Hatton Littman.
It was important to us to find a safe place for students to return to class as soon as possible to create a sense of normalcy for those students.
Littman says the schools will be in touch with families if plans change. Otherwise, the resort at Paws Up says students can hold classes there for as long as necessary. The resort is donating its facilities. About 100 students attend Seeley Swan High School. About half of them are currently displaced from their homes. The fire that consumed Sperry Chalet in Glacier National Park last night continues to challenge firefighters. Perry Sinrum is the public information officer on the Sprague fire.
Fire more than doubled yesterday. Of course, we had hoped that it wouldn't be as extreme as it was. I mean, we just had really high winds.
Yesterday, the fire grew by more than 2,500 acres. Firefighting efforts last night helped save the other existing buildings at the Sperry site. Sinrum says crews worked throughout the night, aided by aerial bucket drops. The fire is burning near Lake McDonald, which has closed for the season due to smoke. Most areas of Glacier Park remain open and operating as usual, including the Going to the Sun Road. However, the Sprague, Snyder, and Lincoln Creek drainages and associated trails from Lake McDonald Trailhead on the west and Gunsight Pass on the east are closed to all use. Approximately 126 personnel are working on the ground and are focusing efforts on the fire's western edge. The forecast for Glacier this weekend is for a warming and drying trend, along with light winds. Some residents of the more than 1,000 homes evacuated from the Seeley Lake area almost a week ago were allowed escorted visits back into their homes today. Mark Vosberg, a spokesman for the Rice Ridge fire that displaced the residents, said he was in Seeley Lake speaking with evacuees this morning.
The sheriff's office was actually escorting some folks in, giving them a little bit of time to go in and tend to things or get things that they didn't get out during the evacuation. Certainly, it's been disruptive for them, and they're anxious to get home.
Despite the escorted visits, all existing evacuation orders and warnings in the area remain in effect, and Vosberg says it is still unclear when that will change. But he says several new fire crews arrived on the scene today, including a hotshot crew, bringing total personnel for the Rice Ridge fire to 729. And that, combined with better wind conditions, could mean successful operations for the next few days.
With the lower winds that are forecast compared to the red flag days we had earlier in the week, we're really hoping to start getting some of those areas buttoned up and contained and conduct the firing operations we need to get some of that unsecured line contained.
The Rice Ridge fire is currently 18% contained. There will be a community meeting for the fire tonight at 6 p.m. at the Ovando Elementary School. Montana officials have confirmed that the same parasite that killed thousands of Yellowstone River fish last year is also responsible for the deaths of a handful of fish over the past 2 weeks. A news release by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says laboratory results confirm the recently discovered fish died from a microscopic parasite that causes proliferative kidney disease, the same disease that killed off thousands of mountain whitefish last year. The State Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has reached a settlement with the former parks administrator who was reportedly fired in December without public explanation. FWP Chief Legal Counsel Becky Doctor told the Independent Record the settlement with Chaz Van Genderen includes a confidentiality clause. An attorney for the IR, Martha Sheeney, argued the state would first have to demonstrate that Van Genderen's privacy rights exceeded the merits of public discourse. I'm Bo Baker.